Death couldn't stop Wild Bill Byrne from riding to Sturgis, but his sons could. Find out how in Trevor Halloway's latest novel, Ashes and Asphalt, online at Amazon.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Desperately defending what could be the final days of the Republic as every form of oppression and tyranny grows like a metastasizing Hydra cancer. We're talking to Tobin in Maryland, and when you talk about what's happened to people economically, the hardworking business owners of this country, I don't care what color you are, while they're busy raping our financial future, they're trying to get us to racially fight with each other. Black unemployment's doubled under Obama. And so all they do is sit there and promote racial division because that's all the George Soroses have got. But this gentleman was talking about what renters go through. And I don't know about your state of Maryland. I know Texas is a little bit better if our folks are coming here. But federally, they can still come after you if you kick somebody out. They'll make all sorts of stuff up. I know people that own rent houses and apartments. And they'll do stuff like do bizarre. What was happening to Mike Hansen? They showed up and said, we've had a filing that the tenant was white and you were black, and called him names. And they showed Mike the report. Mike goes, I'm white. And the tenant was white. And the person said, we don't care, Hansen. We're still investigating it all. And like a year later, they were still messing with him, and he had to get lawyers. And he went, it doesn't matter in the report if we're both white, and they claim I'm a racist black person. I mean, it's just people, believe me, I've dealt with it. People just make stuff up now. Anyways, I'm ranting. Tobin, finish up with what happened to you this year. So you get screwed over by renters, and then you were saying you lost another job, or what happened?
Well, I had the same job for over 22 years. They made us take a prevention in violence in the workplace online thing that looked like it was designed for somebody with a third grade education. I have a PhD, and I looked over to one of my coworkers because one of the things on it was they were discussing where they came up with the term going postal. Unfortunately, a guy went a little bit, shall we say, nuts. And shot up about six people in a postal place, but he used about 50 or 60 rounds. I turned over and looked at my fellow employee, made a joke. You know, I just call that bad marksmanship. You know, if I went in there and went postal myself, at least I'd get 60 or more than 60% shot to kill.
Hit rate.
By the end of the day, I was escorted out of the building and fired because I made.
Oh yeah, I mean, look. Clearly, that's why you like have the TSA, and they've been caught in this. I've had to back off. People say I don't have a bomb in there, and they'll go bomb. He threatened a bomb, and then they'll misapply a terroristic threat, bomb threat law on you to put you in prison when you clearly weren't making a bomb threat. Here's an example of that. Mental health evaluation ordered for suspect in Sandy Hook harassing call case. He was thinking about putting his kid in school, so he called him in the morning and kept saying, you know, call me back. I want to know if you're going to, you know, do another staged event, which, again, you could say might have concerned them, but it wasn't a threat. He's in a mental institution, and it's on the news now that that's criminal. So, see, they're trying to make free speech criminal now in this country. I mean, look, Clorox just got caught asking that they be able to have one of their symbols be in the iPhone, and you know, because other companies do, and then that's racist because it's a white bottle. I mean, you didn't know that?
It's this is not the America that I signed up for. It's really, I cannot believe this. 22 years, and like I said, I'm not saying this for whining. If this happens to me, it can happen to anybody else.
Yes, oh, it is happening. I know multiple people at different jobs, one at a car dealership, one at a bank, that talked bad about Obama, and the Secret Service came and ordered them to fire them. And they didn't threaten Obama. So, yeah.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that judge ain't blind.
If we can blame the New World Order for the New World Order, if we can show people their quotes, their statements, their books, their operations, and educate the public about the globalist menace, there is no way they're going to be able to continue their operation. But if they can get us all in fighting with each other and destabilize the world and raise taxes and shut down jobs to where we're basically all dependent on government, corporate, or welfare assistance, it's game over. Now, joining us for the hour is Joe Bannister, a good friend of mine, going back to like 1999. We'll continue with your calls. Michael in Florida and Elmer and Jason and Dylan and Aaron and Julio and John and Chris and everyone that's patiently holding. I'll get to you. And I'm humbled by your calls and humbled by your support. I feel like I should be doing a lot better job articulating how ridiculous all this is. So that's why I say, please don't thank me. We're all in this together. I don't deserve thanks for fighting this tyranny. This is like if I had a bear trap on my leg, I'd be trying to get it off. Alex, thank you for trying to get the bear trap off my leg. Buddy, our leg is collectively in this together. That'd be like if I came and warned you that your house was on fire, and you said, thank you for warning me. And I guess folks nowadays would thank you. I guess that is unusual. I see these articles every couple of days all over the Western world where some woman will be raped in full public, even in a nice neighborhood, and nobody helps her. Because they don't want to even call the cops. They don't even want to go out and help her. And then she'll sit there and bleed to death between two parked cars. That's one famous case up in Toronto. But, I mean, I see a couple men raping a woman in a parking lot. I mean, I'm going to grab my gun and come out there, and you're going to be lucky if you're alive. And that's not because I'm a hero. That's what I mean. What's wrong with people? I see these knockout game videos all the time that the Black Ku Klux Klan websites promote. That's what it is. But it's seen as okay because it's politically correct. Oh, it's just black kids knocking out old white people. But I'll see them like punch, you know, young white guys that are bigger than them, and they'll just kind of get in a fetal position and vice versa. But, I mean, where I grew up in Dallas, I never saw anybody get in a fetal position. I mean, you could see thugs beating up a little guy, the little guy'd fight back. I just, what happened to the human spirit? I mean, I'm not a tough guy that if somebody assaults me, I'm going to attack them with everything I got. That's just normal. And if somebody starts hurting me, I'm going to black out and beat their brains out. And that's not anything unusual. That's what everybody was like before us. Or you didn't survive. I don't know what happened to people. I don't get it. Where is our guts? Where is our heart? Are we mice or are we men? As for me, I'll quote Patrick Henry, man, I'm not going to sit here and play games with these people and let a big pile of pus like this government represents tell me what to do and run over me while they commit all these crimes in front of everybody. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. I want to go to our guest. We can't recognize the $2 quadrillion we've been signed on to that aren't our debts. We can't recognize our health going out the door with all the poisons in the food and water. But, as I said, they've banned Halloween parties at universities everywhere, just outright banned many of them, because everything's offensive. Dressed up as a Native American, offensive. Dressed up as a cowboy, offensive. Dressed up as a geisha girl, offensive. Have a Mexican-style fiesta party. People think it's racist. They're making language and communication racist like 1984, where you can't even communicate. And remember, they say, if you say the Federal Reserve's private, you're racist. That's secret racist code talk. ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, has been saying that for 30 years. But see, it doesn't work anymore, does it? Everybody knows the Federal Reserve's private. Nobody knew that 20 years ago. Now they're not debating is global government being formed. They're just saying, oh, it's no big deal. It's the next step. Really? Totalitarian, unelected, global government whose philosophy is transhumanist eugenicist meets social Darwinism meets robber baron. And now I take you to our guest who could come on for 10 hours. I mean, what a hero. And he doesn't want to hear this either. But let me tell you, he is a hero. Because he was a special agent in the Treasury Department, doing the raids, the whole nine yards. Discovered, I'm going to tell the whole story. Most of you know it. Joe Bannister went and researched, because he's going to go public and expose these people on talk radio, he heard, saying the Federal Reserve's private, and the IRS collects the money for them, and none of it goes to fund the country, and the code's all a fraud, and blah, blah, blah. And he just said, I'm going to expose these people. He was going to go public against them. He was going to come out and speak out against them. 2 years later, he said, oh, my God, it's all true. Now they go on CNBC and admit it. Yeah, the Federal Reserve's private and the IRS pays them the money. We're just slaves. Yeah, they're appointing presidents in Europe now, the Goldman Sachs is. Yeah, yeah, they're finding more dead kids at the royal family house. They were raped to death. Yeah, they found a secret torture dungeon at the BBC where they killed little kids, but no one's going to investigate because of national security. I mean, you can't make up the evil. It's been growing under national security auspices in the West since the end of World War II. unlimited money, unlimited funding, with no repercussions, no oversight. What do you think is going to happen? The worst criminals will get in control because it's the only place they're safe. You get into Homeland Security or top corporate governorship where you're too big to fail and the whole system defends you. I had a top professor that I interviewed, and we were in an article in the National Post in Canada 6-7 years ago, and the professor openly told me on the phone, forget their name, they're in the paper, well, Alex, if this comes out, we know 9/11 is an inside job, but if it comes out, it will bring down the whole government. And we want the Western governments to do good. We believe in radical egalitarian socialism, so we on the controlled left are not going to expose this. They were honest. But see, once you say too big to fail, we're going to skip this network break to give our guests more time. Once you go along with the idea that we can't expose evil because it'll bring us all down, you've just shined on to the very worst elements. They will become the new norm. And that's how tyranny accelerates. To the point now that the corruption has reached, I mean, Obama is a dictator now. He was elected, but he acts as a dictatorial despot, a totalitarian. That's all the constitutional lawyers. That's the former head of the NSA directorate saying we're under a total takeover of totalitarianism. I mean, that's what it is. And now they want to start arresting people for their speech and throwing them in loony bins. They're like, well, why are you still on air? Because I'm one of the biggest, loudest mouths. And they won't go after me until they really drop the hammer. But believe me, they're going after my name and trying to assassinate my character and trying to set me up all the time. More than 50 times I was approached in grocery stores and at DVD signings and at bookstores by feds saying, hey, Alex, you want to blow up stuff together today? You want to attack the State Department and kill Hillary Clinton? And I'm just sitting there going, you're like a 6'5", what are you, a Marine attached to diplomatic services? And they totally freaked out because I could just tell by who they were, and I knew who ran security for Bilderberg, and they all freaked out and ran off. I mean, they've got 6'4" Marines that look like they could unscrew your head, folks, trying to set me up, okay? I mean, that was like 45 years old. That's how evil this government is. How could you get someone to work against their own countrymen that they know are patriots? Joe Bannister faced prison twice for his speech. It was publicized nationwide, his trial, but not when he was found not guilty twice. They tried to put him in prison for decades for simply speaking about the IRS being a fraud. And now I take you to this piece of news. Walter Scott shooting. Why you must always question the official story. The cop 2 days ago gets caught shooting the black man 7 or 8 times. He fired 8 shots, I think 7 hit him. They're debating the numbers that hit. In Charleston, North Carolina, South Carolina. A video emerged showing North Charleston, South Carolina police officer Michael T. Slagger shooting Scott in the back 5 times. Fired 8 shots total. Kind of babbling through that without a teleprompter. And here's the big issue. You totally believed him, media, and Kit Daniels has an article about this, until the video came out, and then the media questioned it. It's normal to question anybody. It's not a conspiracy theory or taboo or wrong to question individuals, government, corporations, you name it, especially when they have a history of lying. And this guy clearly did. But if you know that some police departments frame people, as he got caught trying to do with that taser, dropping the taser on him, then how do you believe the Tsarnaev brothers carried out the Boston bombing when the older brother worked for the CIA on record? Russia blew his cover. He didn't kill a cop like they said. He was gunned down and run over in front of everybody. They tried to kill the other brother, then cut his throat out to keep him quiet. He said he was not guilty. His lawyer then came out and said, oh, he is guilty, right before the jury, and now he faces the death penalty in sentencing. I take you now to Joe Bannister joining us, and his website is agentfortruth.com. It's an excellent website. He's also an author. But just looking at this, I have the New York Times here that we'll put on screen because I can't find it. admitting the IRS takes tens of thousands of people's businesses and accounts with no proof of fraud. And even the New York Times admits it. They have congressional hearings. Law lets IRS seize accounts on suspicion. No crime required. And then Joe Bannister speaks out against this, and they try to put him in prison. This is a totalitarian move. But how can you believe anything the system says when the DEA for decades has been recording and tracking basically every phone call and lying about it? Joe Bannister, thanks for coming on. I kind of set the table there with a background of this persecution. And now Lois Lerner, the DOJ, says no contempt charges for former IRS official Lois Lerner. She gets to persecute tens of thousands of people, wrecking their lives, causing suicides, imprisoning people. These are the type of folks that came after you. They're allowed to commit their crimes out in the open, Joe Bannister. What do you make of that?
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. It's been a while, huh? 16 years since we met in that Chinese restaurant in Fremont, California, when you were doing the police state investigation. The hole is very deep. You're right. I mean, I was tired of it a long time ago, as were you, where heads never roll. You know, Lois Lerner, I mean, right at the tip top, of course, Obama and the commissioner of the IRS would be above her, and they're ultimately allowing this to go on. But even someone like Lerner and all of the underlings that she was ordering around, no heads roll. They get their retirements, they get their pensions, their paycheck.
I want to know how they themselves can persecute even mainline pro-life and libertarian groups and try to put people in prison or deny their 501c3. I mean, they're just such conscious persecutors. They're such conscious crooks.
Well, I mean, they're brimming with evil. And again, all I can do, and you do so well and so much wider than me, is to try to continue to bang the drum and get the American people in much greater numbers to be sick and tired of being treated like chumps. And you remind people of this so frequently. And
let's go back and talk about just briefly before we look at the current crimes and where you see the world going, because you're a smart guy. I want to get your take on this. You have a lot of family that's in law enforcement. I want to get basically what they're saying now, because you told me previously they used to think you were wrong. Now they're, you've said they're pretty freaked out as well. And that's the same thing I get from other folks that I know as well that are in the enforcement system. They now are having that moment of truth, like the military, realizing how real all this really is. The denial's over. Now is the moment of truth. But describe for folks what they tried to do to you for simply speaking out about what they were doing.
Well, in a nutshell, Alex, I had some clients after I left the IRS, and frankly, the clients dragged me into dealing with the IRS on their behalf. And I really wanted nothing to do with the IRS, but a particular client wanted to sue the IRS to get his tax money back. So he had already paid the IRS the money. The IRS lays out instructions, procedures to follow if you want to get your money back. And so the client asked me to help him dot all the I's and cross all the T's to make sure that he followed the rules to try, just try, to get his money back. Now, of course, the IRS, there's a civil process that goes on as you try to do that. And the IRS can simply say no, and then you appeal to higher and higher levels. And that's the way it's supposed to work. That's the way their manuals say it's supposed to work. That's the way the courts say it's supposed to work. But what the IRS did is they turned that process, the client trying to seek a refund and using a CPA to help them follow the instructions, they turned that into a criminal activity whereby we were fraudulently seeking a refund. And it's very typical that the IRS will do this to people. They'll pull out the criminal prosecution card, the specter of you being a criminal, in order to silence and discredit you. And unfortunately, there's a fortunate and unfortunate part about this. You have to be charged criminally in order for you to get a jury of your peers to actually evaluate your conduct. Most of what the IRS does, they do civilly, and there's no jury involved, rarely a judge involved, and so they can unilaterally do all the evil that they do. But when you're charged criminally, you still have an opportunity for a jury trial. And I had a jury trial in Sacramento, California. We were a little concerned because the majority of the jury pool came from government service. You know, Sacramento, California is the capital of California, brimming with government bureaucrats. And we had quite a few government servants on the jury, and yet they were the ones that were the most awake. So you never know how you're going to be surprised. And so June of 2005, fighting four felony counts that would have sent me to Club Fed for quite a few years, I was acquitted of all the charges, and deservedly so, because the jury saw the most ridiculous allegations. And then when we got to trial, the government had no case. A couple of the jurors told me after the trial, they said, well, Joe, every time the government brought something up, it actually made you look better. Aren't they supposed to bring up stuff that makes you look bad? And I said, well, you know, I didn't have anything that made me look bad, and they couldn't even manufacture anything.
But then they came after you again.
Right. There were immediately after my acquittal, they started this 6.5-year civil investigation. And, of course, most of the civil investigations that they do are really just veiled criminal investigations where they gather up as much information as they can on someone and look for any possible angle to prosecute them criminally. So, it's been ongoing. I resigned to the fact. I resigned in 1999 from the IRS, but resigned to the fact at that point that I'd probably be dancing with the IRS for the rest of my life. So I'm kind of, you know, getting what I already expected. And thankfully, I'm still very appreciative of the rights that do remain that we can still take advantage of.
Well, sure, a lot of people will say, this sounds scary, I better submit to them. But they go after people that go along with the system. Then, meanwhile, upwards of half of Congress doesn't pay taxes or owes taxes, mainly Democrats. They then don't get in trouble. Al Sharpton can owe millions of dollars, never pay it. All the big billionaires have the laws written and the special accounting firms. And I've had the CPAs and top lawyers tell me, Alex, you're not an insider. You're not allowed to have these tax exemptions and these, you know, the Irish shuffle and all these other things they do that are legal. But the way the IRS interprets it, I can't do it with a little bit of money. But if you've got billions and you're part of the establishment, then you can. And that's what's so frustrating. I'm sure you saw the New York Times article and the congressional hearings a few months ago where they just admitted, okay, the IRS does take innocent people's money. They know they're innocent. Old ladies that deposit, you know, from their small diners, $600-$700 bucks a day, pay taxes on it. They now call that criminal, even though it's not criminal, and take everything the old ladies got. I mean, this is just wild. And then now we see asset forfeiture seizure through the feds and local police expanding. I mean, it's getting so naked. Is it getting worse, or are we just more aware of it now?
I think both. Frankly, you know, in the 80s is when all the money laundering laws, the structuring laws, it all became, had a lot more power and teeth. It was actually in the 80s that the IRS special agents were enabled to carry their firearms 24/7. It used to be, prior to the 80s, that they'd have to check their gun out of a safe. They rarely would actually carry their gun with them. So the money laundering laws, the structuring laws, all these laws that are tripping up the average American, this is something you speak about so frequently, you know, problem, reaction, solution. They tell the public that, oh, we have to go after these drug dealers and get all these money laundering laws. And sure, they could choke up the money launderers and the drug dealers if they wanted to.
But they don't.
But they actually want to use these measures to spy on the American people. And the financial spying was some of the, you know, the earliest spying that they did. I mean, the structuring laws come from the Bank Secrecy Act, right, of 1970. So the planning occurs many decades ahead of time. And sadly, you know, we collectively as Americans, we keep getting boondoggled that, the target of this is really these bad drug dealers. And I found when I was doing my investigations in the IRS that, wow, why is it that all these bad drug dealers, you know, we may pick off one out of 1,000, but meanwhile, millions of Americans, every cash transaction that they do is being monitored.
Well, sure, you've seen the regulations change where they've gotten rid of most of the white-collar armed investigators like you that would go after corrupt billionaires, and the headlines are, you know, more IRS investigators target blue-collar. And they'll do some $50,000 investigation over $1,000 of some blue-collar guy that can barely pay his bills because they don't want the investigators going after the real criminals. They want them going after the general public. Joe Bannister, a true American hero, is our guest. We're going to take in your phone calls on the waterfront. He can talk about any subject. Michael, Joseph, Jason, Aaron, Dylan, John, we'll get to all of you. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. But how far will this tyranny go? Now an open political weapon.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
I mean, Nixon.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Over 1/1,000,000th of this.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does Joe Bannister.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not really that big of a thrill seeker, but I do like 700 horsepower in a car and getting out in the middle of nowhere and opening it up. Only one car production made in America has that much horsepower. But at the same time, I like to really take risk fighting tyranny. It's in my blood. It's in my genes. It's in my guts. But one reason I get aggressive and I have a lot of energy and I rant and rave is I'm constantly thinking about all the times they've tried to set me up or had five guys beat me up in a parking lot. And I gave as good as I got. And they were surprised that I would even fight back. I mean, what do you expect? Never happened again. But I guess it is surprising that somebody like Joe Banister would almost go to jail to tell the truth and be persecuted. But I'll tell you, back when this country was a lot more moral, there were more people like him, so evil couldn't take over. The evil is not all-powerful. It's just that good men do nothing. I think it was Thomas Jefferson said that. And it's true. But just the threat, if I know there's somebody downstairs in my house, I am going to get so upset about them breaking in that I'm going to come after them. That's an instinct. And America has gotten this new inverted instinct to just grovel that doesn't protect you. And so I think that's what I'm really trying to get at here is people email me and they call me and they say, you're a fearmonger. It's scary talking about the IRS persecuting people. Well, it's on C-SPAN and the New York Times what Joe Banister was telling people 16 years ago. I mean, they put Irwin Schiff's, Peter Schiff's dad, in prison. And I've read the stuff on air. He's been a guest on my show. The judge in the ruling put him in jail for decades and said, because you wouldn't stop publishing your book. We have guests we get on from prison who are then banned to talking to the outside world. That just happened last week. I mean, folks, this is what happens in totalitarian countries. And people just have a different perspective than I, because they hear me talking about the IRS and all the stuff that's happening. I think, man, this guy's trying to scare us to go along with the government. And some people think that's why they leave me alone. The government thinks you're cowards and just thinks that I'm up here telling you all this and you're just going to roll over in fear. That's not how it works. Let's say 95% of the public rolls over in fear. And 5% doesn't. It's way above that. The globalists can't carry this out if we don't go along with it. They need compliance. We need to stop complying like Joe Banister did. Not be complicit and aid and abet open criminal activity. You know, I like the younger Le Pen over in France. And we're going back to our guests and your calls. But her dad came out, I think almost to sabotage her, and endorsed the Vichy French occupation with the Nazis of World War II. France stood down and let the Nazis take over. They didn't fight the Germans. Hitler was there 4 days after the invasion in Paris. Maybe 5% halfway stood up, and Hitler could barely beat the French. And the French, who'd conquered much of the world and were known as one of the most warlike, aggressive people, got a wimp reputation after that point that isn't even real. What we have here is a foreign corporate takeover of our government, and you see it happening all over the world. Folks, this is illegitimate. It should be so easy to say no. And, you know, I know I'm ranting here, Joe Banister, former Treasury agent who went public with all this information 16 years ago and has been persecuted but come out of it stronger. I think what I'm trying to get at is people ask why I'm so animated. It's because I realize how real this is. You realize how real this is. And then I want to just give you the floor to cover other IRS topics and some of the good news. I know you sent me an email about some of the positive things, and then I want to take some phone calls. We'll be all over the map.
Thanks. Well, as you correctly point out, part of the reason that we get so animated about this is because we actually pay attention to the people that are suffering. Not only, you know, millions of Americans getting their bank accounts seized and liens put on their homes and financially devastated, but then those people who actually speak up about the IRS and about, you know, why we have an income tax, where did it come from? You know, it's the darling of Karl Marx, not Thomas Jefferson. But the suffering that goes on, as you know, Kent Hovind, you had him on your show a few weeks ago. Irwin Schiff, another thing you illustrated is how you never know how they're going to attack you. With you, there was a lot of this cloak and dagger, you know, coming up and whispering in your ear kind of thing. They never did that to me. Thankfully, you know, the stuff they had to do to me, they had to come out into the light of a courtroom and a jury. But there's so many tentacles to the octopus and how many different ways that they can attack you. And I don't mean that to scare people, but that's why I try to encourage people to educate themselves. if you think it's bad that Lois Lerner orchestrated this campaign against conservative people, what about the fact that the income tax, as it's administered and enforced, it's a scam in the sense that most Americans aren't even required to pay the income tax? There's no statute that's ever been passed by Congress that makes you liable to pay the income tax.
And that's how they got it through without properly ratifying it, was for 30 years after, this is all in the history books for folks that don't know, they said, don't worry, it's not for the general public.
Exactly. And that's what kind of it always, you know, we all have our pet peeve, but I so much wish that the American public, if you're mad that the IRS is attacking, you know, your pro-life group or your pro-marriage group or whatever it might be, how about the fact that they're taking money out of your pockets illegally and they've been lying to you since at least World War II, if not really all the way back to 1916, three years after the 16th Amendment. So the lies are so deep, but the biggest lie is you don't even owe the tax, and we're really paying it just out of, you know, a gun to the head. And that's
what about the cliche that, oh, we got to fund the government, it will collapse? You're an expert on this. Break that down.
Well, sadly, what people don't understand is, you know, the Federal Reserve is much like a credit card advance. Most people probably understand that. If you take a $5,000 credit card advance because you qualify with your credit rating, they'll give you $5,000 in your account. And then as long as you pay the minimum payment every month, you're fine. If you stop making the minimum payment, then they'll get ugly with you. But, you know, let's say, in the federal government's case, you have, you know, $1 trillion cash advance you can take. And as long as you're making that minimum payment, you're fine. And, of course, the bankers, what they want to make sure is happening is where does the government get the money to pay that minimum payment for the cash advance? They get it from you and me. And so the government doesn't care if they have to – well, frankly, it's easier to lie to you and get you to come forward and give them the money than it is for them to actually tell you the truth or just do it because, you know, the law requires it and then enforce it. It's so much easier to lie to people, and that's what they've been doing for decades. And I'm just – you know, part of my job hopefully is at least – to infect the jury pool out there. There's still Americans that serve on juries, and we need them to wake up, and the next time that there's a tax allegation against some defendant, don't be so quick to accept that the government case that, oh, this is another tax cheat, he doesn't want to pay his fair share. That's a load of crap, and people need to wake up to that. And how deep the lies go. And, you know, if they're going to, the other thing that got to me, Alex, I always thought, well, how can they be so brazen at taking our Second Amendment rights and our First Amendment rights? What do they think? You know, and then I realized, well, if they can rip us off, you know, take money out of our wallets via the income tax, and that's a scam that most Americans aren't even required to pay it in the first place, well, then sky's the limit. They could do anything, right?
That's right. And now, if they can arrest reporters for reporting on WikiLeaks and then ban them from talking to media while they're in federal prison, then the sky's the limit. I mean, that's the thing. We are so deep into this that I'm really worried about the next shoe to drop. I do see an awakening, but it's kind of like being awake while you're being burned at the stake or something, Joe. In your gut, where do you see all this going?
Well, I see hope, and I also have great concern. America, Freedom to Fascism, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners have seen, but I always encourage people to get that film continue to be seen even by more people. Aaron Russo did an incredible thing for us before he departed this world.
And he made it with bladder cancer. He was in great pain while he made that movie.
That's right. So, you know, watching films like America, Freedom to Fascism, realizing that people like myself or Kent Hovind or Alex Jones or anyone that's actually being attacked, they are your neighbor, okay? Just because your neighbor down the street isn't being attacked or you're not being attacked or your cousin isn't being attacked doesn't mean that people are being attacked by the IRS, by the federal government, being tripped up by these thousands of pages of regulations. And we need to speak up and speak out louder, and we really need is more numbers. We need
sure,
more people.
I mean, but also, look, the IRS won't even answer calls or tell people how to comply with Obamacare as they prepare to start grabbing bank accounts and paychecks if you don't buy it, and then they lied and said they weren't going to do that. I mean, it's just the lying, too. I mean, how many lies do we have to buy from these people?
Well, again, that's why I encourage people to learn a little bit more about these tax laws. You don't have to be a tax attorney or a CPA to recognize the way that the IRS, like, for example, the 1099 situation. Most people know what a 1099 is, and they think, oh, I paid someone over $600, therefore I need to issue them a 1099. Look at the regulations governing 1099s, and you'll see at a minimum, you may not even have to have a Social Security number put on the 1099, and you may not have to file a 1099 at all. And that's what the regulations say. Now, I recognize that the IRS will still try to enforce it as if these are requirements.
Well, it's indentured servitude. They're making you report on other people in what should just be an open transaction, which is prior restraint and is antithetical to a free society.
That's right. I mean, everybody knows. We didn't have to live through World War II. We can read enough about it to know that it was citizens reporting on each other that enabled the tyrants to take over and keep control. So we've got the same issue going on here. Why are we reporting on each other? And why are we reporting to a tyrant? You know, it's one thing to tell somebody something about someone else, but when you're telling it to a tyrant, somebody with a known track record, as you say so often.
That's right. I mean, if I see absolutely one time there was this grocery store, gas station that became a drug dealing operation, and they were obviously running all sorts of stuff out of there. It was really seedy and gross. So I did tell the Austin Police Department about it. I said, you obviously know this has been turned into a drug dealing brothel house right here off William Cannon, right by my house. I don't like it. And nothing was ever done. I'm just saying that was the local police I told about that, though. I would never call the IRS tyrants, even on my enemies, because then I would be complicit in the tyranny.
You're exactly right. And, you know, we have to recognize the IRS for what it is. It's a tool, okay? Individual IRS agents, a lot of them are probably, you know, good people, hardworking. But, of course, the thing that I fault them for is not, again, recognizing that if the agency is harming their fellow Americans, our fellow Americans, then they need to speak up about it. And what's been sad but not too surprising to me is how few IRS agents, followed me out the door. And I don't mean to puff me up like I'm some, great thing.
But you did lead. It was a pretty big group, but statistically very small. And a lot of those IRS agents are in prison right now.
Well, for example, Sherry Jackson, I mean, she paid a lot higher price than I've had to do. And, of course, that's why I don't like being called these names like hero and these things. I've had it pretty easy, especially when you think of how people have fought tyrannies and tyrants throughout the centuries. What did I have to do? Go to court and prove my innocence? I've been very fortunate, but there are people that are still suffering even today. And, I know there's a lot on our plates in terms of keeping track of all the ways that the tyrant is inflicting harm on us. But we can't give up. As you said, I'm not going anywhere. It sounds like you're not either. We have families, but then our families are getting in the fight, and that's all we can do.
Well, that's what's great is that your children and your wife and everybody supported you. So many people, like Wolfgang Halbig and others, his family's not supporting him, and he's still going forward. And it's just so crazy how corrupt it's gotten, and that a cop, because this goes on, but to watch this cop plant that taser on the guy he's just killed. That's why the cop's not going to go to prison, is because, he could have said he was scared or thought he had a weapon or whatever, and he'd have got fired. Now he's going to go to prison because he would just cold-bloodedly kill somebody and then try to defame him by framing him. It makes my head spin.
Well, I'd like to remind everybody that, the Constitution requires an oath that each federal employee, each worker, takes an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Not their supervisor, not their agency, but the Constitution. So the founders, the Constitution, designated each and every employee, each and every worker, to that they had an obligation.
A watchdog.
To defend the Constitution. Correct. And you, when you have everyone policing themselves, how much safer is everyone when that's going on? But unfortunately, in this day and age, they'll take an oath to support and defend the Constitution and never having read the Constitution.
And then they'll go to Southern Poverty Law Center training where they actually demonize the Constitution and say, look out for people that talk about it, and you've sworn an oath to it.
Exactly. But isn't it kind of funny how it actually becomes, when they attack you, and this is something I've found grudgingly, is that when you get attacked, it actually gives you tremendous opportunities. When you were attacked by Piers Morgan, look what, how you turned that
in. We probably got 50 more stations out of that and an incredible support. Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Going through the fire, being persecuted, at least in my life, because of Providence or whatever, has only made us stronger each time. But then I see people they've killed, they put in prison. That's why I'm exactly. I mean, if I get put in prison and tortured to death, yes, I'm going to be a hero, folks, and I don't want that to happen. If Joe was in prison right now, you could say he's a superhero, like some of the other folks out there. But in a world of cowards, it is heroic to do what you've done, Joe. And you went against the peer pressure. And, you know, they have studies that show that physical valor is more common than moral valor under peer pressure. And it just takes a lot to go against that peer pressure. And if we had more people like you in the government, it wouldn't be so out of control corrupt. We're going to go to break. We're going to go into overdrive, too. Michael, I promise I'm going right to you. Then Joseph. Then we're going to talk to Dylan, Aaron, John, and others. We've got two segments left. Plenty of time to get your questions and calls with Joe Banister. I know you're all over the map, but he can speak to all of it. Michael wants to talk about government drug dealing. Others want to talk about corrupt police. We got Sheepdog calling in. Let's talk about intel.
Hey, Boomer. I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hey, everyone. You know, Mark and I were talking the other day about Guns80.com and how people really want ghost guns. They want 100% privacy. So Guns80.com is allowing you now to call them, give your address, and they'll ship you out with a money order or some very private instrument. You can work that out with them. They'll ship you out a gun in a like a brown paper wrapper so no one even knows you have it. No records will be kept to be 100% private. But you got to call them. 844-2-GUNS-80, 844-248-6780.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line,
you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Don't want no shackles on me.
Don't want no shackles on me.
Good old Jimmy Bond bringing us in. Briefly, Weldon Henson in the shipping department just said, oh, hey, we were moving boxes around and found two boxes of Super Female Vitality. That's like 80 bottles. And so that's been sold out for about 2-3 weeks. There won't be more in for a few weeks. It is super high quality, just natural concentrated herbs that supercharge. And it supports the broadcast, your purchases. InfoWarsLife.com. We've rolled out the new Child Ease. That's a formula of concentrated known compounds, not drugs, to calm and smooth out children. It's not a sleep aid, but it works on adults as well. That's available right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Joe Bannister is our guest, agentfortruth.com, and does some of his own programs as well, and is an author. Michael in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead and thank you for holding. What did you want to bring up?
Yeah, hi, Alex. Yeah, I've never called in before. I've been a big fan of yours for a few years. I heard you talking about the government drug dealing earlier, so that's when I picked up and dialed, because it was weird because my father, he was in the Green Berets for like 25 years, stationed in Fort Bragg. And now he's older, been retired for a while, and we're just out there drinking coffee the other day with my brother and him. And he was telling us about back in the 80s, they had a airstrip in Smithfield, North Carolina, where they were doing drills and everything. And this also shows the compartmentalization, because my dad, he was like in the midst of it, you know. They're there. Like, planes are landing with CIA, like C-130s, like you always say, like little biplanes. So they're there. Then all of a sudden the DEA shows up, and my dad, who's there, doesn't even have a clue what's going on. They know there's drugs there, but they were told they're confiscating them and disposing of them. And then the DEA just took it over, the whole thing, over the...
Yep, and then they take it, and they sell it.
And then it was funny because then the next thing I said was, because my dad, he's like brainwashed by Fox News and all that. He's a good guy, but I was like, yeah, Oliver North, as soon as I mentioned his name, he's like, that's a conspiracy theory. And he was there and seen this stuff, and you still can't even talk to these people.
Oh, I've interviewed the CIA people, Terry Reid and others, who saw Oliver North with the Clintons at MENA. And it is over the top. God bless you, Michael. Amazing call. Thank you for holding so long. I tend to have guests on earlier, run out of time, and I hold the callers. Other talk show hosts just hang up on everybody. I don't do that. I try to get to everybody. I want to go to Joseph here in a moment and others, but Joe Bannister, I mean, just another example. My dad's uncle, I call him his uncle because my dad called him uncle. He lived across the street. He was really his first cousin, but older. It was his mother's sister's first son. He worked in super secret corrupt stuff and then said no to it and got out of it as an army officer. I remember when I was a kid, you know, what he was like. And he told my dad all this stuff. Beyond that, the army hit teams they've got in the U.S., you name it. I mean, the public is so naive. Joe Bannister?
Michael brought up a great point about compartmentalization. It was actually, I was compartmentalized in the IRS, working in the criminal investigation division, compartmentalized away from the auditors and the collectors. But once you lift the veil off and you actually lift away the compartments and see the bigger picture, you can see how your particular tasks actually help the tyranny. So, I would, again, encourage people to look at the bigger picture, see how you fit into it, and then you can make a better, a more informed determination as to whether, you're actually helping tyranny. You're actually helping to steal from your fellow Americans and take away their rights.
Absolutely. We're going to race through calls when we come back. Joseph, you get a chance to talk to Joseph Bannister. Then we're going to take the calls in the order they're received. I might even go into more overdrive to get to everybody. Joe Bannister is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. The globalists do not want that website out. Tell everybody, folks. Come on. It's a fight. I'm going 100%. We need your support.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3100.